Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Did you know that most pro bloggers think way differently than most beginner or aspiring bloggers? And the truth is, today, if you will apply what I'm going to share with you, you can switch that mindset. There's a great quote from Steve Maraboli that says this: once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change along with it. You see, everything starts with your mindset. And this is why a successful blogger can start over completely from scratch and probably reach success twice as fast, because they don't have the inner struggles that are happening in their own mind. They don't doubt themselves. They understand that the process takes patience, and it takes consistency and resilience and all those things. In fact, this is what I call the inner game of blogging. And it's something that most blogging courses never talk about. Because what's going on in your mind, the thoughts that you think are going to dictate your actions or lack of actions that you take. It's amazing. I see it all the time. I do a lot of mentoring for people who are trying to take their blog to the next level and actually turn it into an online business. And the thing that I constantly come back to is this inner game of blogging that they're losing. They're losing the mental battle. Now, this inner game of blogging is the foundational piece. It's the bottom tier on the blogging success pyramid. Now, if this is your first time hearing this, this is a framework that we use at Blogging Your Passion to teach you how to become a full-time blogger. If you want to get access to this PDF, it's free. Just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/book. And once you go there, you can put in your name and email address, and you'll get instant access to this one-page PDF that is the Blogging Success Pyramid. On it, we share the 15 success traits of pro bloggers. And there's a book coming out that, depending on when you're listening to this, you can actually get for free. The goal right now is for it to be free between Thursday, February 26th, and Monday, March the 1st. And then later, we're going to make it available in paperback as well. But I call the bottom tier of the blogging success pyramid the inner game of blogging. And like I mentioned earlier, it's something not talked about in most blogging courses today. But the thoughts and questions that are happening in your head are ultimately going to determine your actions. And if you tell yourself you're too old, too young, not smart enough, you'll quit. In fact, have you ever said any of the following? I'm just too busy, or I can't find time to blog, or I'm just too technically challenged, so I'll probably never be successful at any of this anyway, or other bloggers in my niche are way better than I am anyhow. Well, you know what? The truth is, it's a choice. It's actually your choice today. If you are an inspiring blogger, I've got 5 mindsets that I want to share with you today. And I'm also going to share with you 5 myths that I want you to stop saying. And I'm going to tell you what to say instead. Here's myth number 1. I'm just going to follow the money and I'll be rich. Now, while the make money online hype seems to have calmed down a bit from 10 years ago, it still exists today. And one of the main reasons I chose to start bloggingyourpassion.com was my desire to be a realistic voice in an unrealistic market. The truth is, you can definitely earn money from home as a blogger, but you won't get rich because of a software or a secret Google traffic loophole. it's going to take hard work and knowing where to spend your time. You know, I remember in the middle of 2010, I became distracted. I was beginning to make some nice monthly income from Google AdSense, and I decided I needed to explore that a bit further. So, in other words, I sort of got lost in following the money. I set up these niche blog sites on niche topics solely because they were good AdSense earners. And by the end of the year, I was completely discouraged, not because I wasn't making money, because my income actually went up, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't feeling like I was adding any value. And so I sold the domains and I pulled completely out of that strategy. Now you say, why did you do that? If money was going up, why did you continue to pursue it? Here's why. Because I wasn't passionate about the topics and I wasn't teaching or serving anyone with any value. And so my lesson to you is don't just follow the money. What I want you to do is embrace the first mindset, which is passion. And I've defined passion as this: what you love to learn and do that shows your talents. Now you're probably thinking, oh, that's great, Jonathan, but passion's not going to put food on my table. I agree, but I also believe we live in a different time. I've seen people everywhere build business models around their passion. And you can work from home, share your passion through teaching and serving others, and earn enough income to provide for your family. You know, the example I always use is my very first blog was a career coaching blog. That was my experience. I was helping others in the job transition, the job search. And when I started a blog, I honestly only knew of three ways to earn money: through career coaching, resume writing, and advertising with Google AdSense. But the interesting thing is I kept my mind open. And after 24 months of blogging, I had discovered and built 12 income buckets for my blog. And I'm going to share most of these, in fact, all of these, with you inside of my new book, The 15 Success Traits of Pro Bloggers. But the answer for the first mindset is passion. Don't follow money, follow your passion. Here's myth number two: I don't have what it takes. You know, the truth is competition will often stop you in your tracks. The answer is to stop seeing others as competition. Instead, I want you to see them as people who share the same passion as you. And sure, they may be more talented than you in certain areas, but that doesn't negate your unique gift. Don't try to compare their success today with your humble beginning. Because here's the secret: all of us have doubts as to whether or not we have what it takes. The difference is successful people acknowledge the doubts and they decide to press forward anyways. So what's the answer? When I am feeling that I don't have what it takes, what's the better mindset? The better mindset is confidence. And it's not just a cockiness about ourselves. But I've defined confidence this way: it's the deep belief that your message is needed in the world. In other words, do you believe that your message can change lives? Whether you blog about personal finance, parenting, organic gardening, politics, or spiritual issues, you need to step forward with confidence and believe that your message is needed in the world. Because the truth is, if what you have to say can change someone's day, then it's your responsibility to say it, write it, or record it. So instead of feeling, I don't have what it takes, develop the mindset of confidence. And confidence is in the deep belief that your message is needed in the world. Here's myth number three: if this works, I'll be an instant success. Now, there's nothing wrong with being optimistic of a new blog, service, product, or book that you're about to launch. But the problem is our belief that we only need just one thing. And we think if we just do this one thing, it's going to make us a success. But many of us don't give our idea enough time to succeed because we started with unrealistic expectations. What most of us do, and what I've done in the past, is we sabotage our own success because we want to see the home run, and we don't value the singles and the doubles. As Michael Hyatt explains it, success is more like a bunch of singles and doubles. So what's the answer? You know, when we feel this overly optimistic attitude that, you know, if this thing works, I'll be a success, what's the answer? I believe the answer is the mindset of patience. And patience is defined like this. It's the ability to value the long term over the short term. See, I want you to adopt a different mindset. I want you to embrace the brick-by-brick philosophy. This is something we teach inside of Blogging Your Passion University, and it's so critical that you get this early on. Choose to see your next blog post, product, service, podcast, or video as a brick you're laying for an amazing foundation that you're building. Choose to value the long term over the short term. You see, luck happens to those who've been preparing backstage for a long time. And we often admire people who appear to be successful fast. But what we don't see is the years of hard work and preparation that happened when no one was watching. You know, I often say that every successful blogger once blogged in obscurity. That's right. They would continue to publish even without any blog comments, anyone responding to their writing. They just push forward anyways. So develop the mindset of patience. Number four, a myth we say is, I don't know how to do this. I'm just too technically challenged. Have you ever said that? Well, pardon the French today, but technology sucks for all of us. I mean, seriously. In fact, early this year, I did a joint webinar with a few blogger friends. We all promoted it from our email list. We created quite a buzz, lots of signups. My one responsibility was setting up a Google Hangout and then embedding that code into a page. I've done it hundreds of times. I thought it would be easy. But this time, though, was a disaster. It didn't work. And here's all these people trying to find this live blogging webinar with all of these blogging friends of mine, and no one could find it. And I felt like it was all my fault, and it was. I felt like I'd wasted everyone's time. But here's the truth. What most pro bloggers do is they don't give up. They don't decide not to push forward anyways. They develop a mindset of resilience. I've defined resilience as this: the expectation that everything is solvable. Technology challenges happen to all of us. It's just the way it is. And anytime I'm mentoring or coaching someone and they tell me how much trouble they're having with technology in general and how they don't understand it, they don't get it, I say, welcome to blogging and welcome to the online business world. Because the truth is, it's never going to go away. Even when you reach the level of success you were hoping for, you're still going to meet technology challenges. The difference is successful people believe that everything is solvable. In fact, if you want a mantra to hang by your computer, then borrow the one I've heard Marie Forleo say often. Everything is figureoutable. And if you believe that everything is solvable, you will be able to push forward anyways without quitting or giving up. Don't let technology challenges stop you. And then lastly, number five. Maybe this is something you said oftentimes, and I call it myth number five. I'm too busy. I just don't have enough time. This is the biggest myth that I hear the most. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I know we're all busy. But let me ask you a question. I want you to think of any successful blogger you know and answer this question. Were they less busy than I am when they were starting out? Because here's the truth. We all have the same amount of time each day. What we choose to do with our time tells us what's most important to us. Besides, quality time is more important than quantity of time. So what's the answer when we feel that life's too busy, I don't have enough time? Here's my encouragement to you. And this is a mindset that many pro bloggers believe, and they have this built in to what they do on a regular basis. The answer, consistency. It's the faith that showing up regularly will create momentum. So instead of focusing on all the things that you got to be doing and that you don't have time to blog, choose instead just to be consistent. Because from your consistency, you're going to gain momentum. When a blogger tells me that they are too busy to blog, what I do is I encourage them to back down on the frequency to which they blog and be more consistent instead. So maybe for you, it's better to select every Tuesday as the day you'll publish a blog post or a podcast or a video. I want to encourage you to pick a day and be consistent no matter what, because consistency is what breeds momentum. You see, I found that finding time is not the issue for most aspiring bloggers. It's more of a focus issue. When there's so much to do, where do I spend my time wisely? Now, we go into this in more detail inside the new book, but I want you for now to develop the mindset of consistency. So there you have it. Those are the five critical mindsets of a pro blogger. They operate from a place of passion. They have resilience, the expectation that everything's solvable. They have confidence. It's the deep belief that their message is needed in the world. They have patience. They value the long term over the short term. And they have consistency because they believe in the faith that showing up regularly will create momentum. You know, if you just wrote those five things on a note card today and placed them near your computer where you work, it's going to help you to have the right mindset. And when you develop the right mindset, you'll be surprised at how your productivity will soar and how you'll get more done. Did you enjoy this episode? Well, come on over to bloggingyourpassion.com and join us. You can get regular updates about our latest episodes for our podcast or blog post. You can even find out more about our university, where thousands of aspiring bloggers have come in and learned from the 101, 201, and 301 levels how to be a better blogger. In fact, you can also get our blogging success pyramid that explains the 15 success traits of pro bloggers. Just go to bloggingyourpassion.com.